Welcome in, everybody, to the iPhone Users Group VIP for July the 9th. And it is my sister's birthday. She's been gone from us for, I can't believe, almost 5 years. But it's always a somber day when you have a loved one that's no longer with you. Wish them a happy birthday. But her memory lives on. So, anyway, I was just speaking with Della on the phone a few minutes ago, and she's using this app, which is an alternative to WhatsApp. You know, everybody knows that WhatsApp is tied to Facebook. We're having a storm going on, so if you hear the rain in the background, that's what you hear. WhatsApp is tied to Facebook, so she was telling me about another encrypted messaging app called Signal, S-I-G-N-A-L, where you can create groups, make phone calls and send messages to maybe you have a family group that you want to keep in touch with, or a selling group, or, you know, a VIP iPhone users group. Might be a good suggestion for a Signal group. So that's something that we might want to consider doing. That way we can send voice messages back and forth if we have a tip that we want to share. And I know that Mar sent an email out on the iPhone users group just a few days ago and was telling about something that she learned. So I'm going to turn it over to her and let her explain it.
Okay. But you know what? I have to go back and look and see what it was about because I'm not connecting with what it was about. I'm sorry.
No problem. I'll nudge your memory a little bit. She sent a message about notifications, touching the status bar where the time is, basically, and swiping. Well, this is how I get it. When I touch the screen on the status bar near the time, then I swipe down 3 fingers, I get the notification. If I touch the status bar on the time and then I swipe up from the bottom of the screen, my control center comes up. So that's basically what the email was referring to.
Yes, because that's right. Yeah, because I always had trouble. I knew you could swipe up or down with 3 fingers, but I didn't realize that you actually had to be touching that status bar first to make it work. And I watched a little video on YouTube that some blind gentleman put forth about that, and boy, I tried it and it was just like magic. It worked every time.
You know what else that's also helpful with is if you touch the status bar, say you are like 20, 30 messages down or 20, 30 pages down, even on Amazon, you're looking for products and you're, you know, way far down on the screen, you can touch that status bar where the near the time, and then that changes focus to the top. I know Hank will tell you to do the 4-finger touch, but to me it's just easier to double tap that. I keep listening to you. We got a really bad storm. Touch that to change the focus to the top of the screen. I kind of lost my train of thought.
Is there any way to get to the bottom of the screen real quick?
That's a good question. Other than the 4-finger tap, that would be the... Oh, boy. I keep losing the key. Other than the 4-finger tap at the bottom of the screen, that's about the only one that I know.
Yeah, that's the way I do it. I just, and the 4-finger at the top doesn't always work. But yeah, 4-finger, single tap close to the bottom of the screen usually brings you to the bottom. And a 4-finger near the top of the screen will bring you to the top.
Is there anywhere a I mean, I know you can go like into voiceover and go into that voiceover practice, and you can practice all kinds of different gestures and it'll tell you what it does. But is there a list of all of the voiceover gestures anywhere?
I actually have an email that I can forward to the iPhone users group that has all the voiceover gestures and what they do.
Wow, that would be incredibly helpful.
That would be cool, because I don't know if hopefully it has more, at least the more known used ones. But I think if you go into settings under accessibility, under voiceover, there is a place to change your gestures. And you can basically go through and read what the gesture is and what it does. And some of them you can change, but you can at least go through and read them.
I know I have. I changed one of my gestures. It's a two fingers swipe left. It's my paste feature. I don't always use it because I can just go to edit and then flick up to paste and double tap. So, but the two fingers swipe left does it just, you know, without doing anything else. That was pretty cool. It's supposed to work for the copy, but I haven't got that to work yet.
That is cool. And actually, now that I think of it, I think you could, if you could make it paste, I wonder if you could make it like home. People who have trouble, like Carrie and Della, I think Carrie said she uses the double tap on the back to go to the home screen because the swipe up on the new 16s, people are having issues with the swipe up. So I wonder if you could just change the gesture, two finger swipe left to go to home. It'd be easier than trying to find a sweet spot.
I don't know about people.
I think you lost your key.
Parker, do you have any trouble getting to the home key, using the home key with the swipe up?
No, not really.
Hey, Bat, welcome in. One of the members of the other group said that she had a horrible time with her 16E trying to, you know, I think she's just not used to the gesture.
Are you asking me that because I'm an old guy?
I'm not sure, because I think somebody else said that they had that problem too with the 16E specifically. Or the 16s in general. I don't know if it's the 16s in general or just the 16E. But for some reason, they're having issues. But you're right. She probably just not used to the gesture. I don't know.
All right. Does anybody have any questions, comments? It's open season now.
Well, I was going to give someone else a chance, but I do have an issue that I don't know whether a person could go to Apple Vis and ask this question or what, but it's getting increasingly disgusting because more companies are doing this. I had a thing with Facebook Messenger, and I have a friend that's about the only way he'll communicate with me. And he's a person that I play gigs with, so it's kind of imperative to keep in touch. And all of a sudden, my Facebook Messenger decided in its infinite wisdom that I had to re-sign into it. Well, you know, it's got this two-step verification, and it sends a notification out with a verification code. Instead of having to type the verification code in now, you have to tap in the notification, and it won't tell you what the verification code is or where you're supposed to tap. And I've had it, you know, read the notifications. I've actually gone into the notification center and gone to the specific notification, and no matter what I do, I cannot get it to read it. And so I don't know whether this is something a person should report to Apple Accessibility, but if more companies are going to be doing this, Apple's going to have to figure out a way to make that work for us.
You're right. That is a not nice thing. I noticed that when I went into Facebook Messenger, because it shows that I had a message, that when I opened it up, it says sign in or re-enter your password, and then it just says sign in as Cheryl Spencer, and I just double-tapped on my name, and it let me go on in without doing any of that. So I don't know if that will help.
But it seems like Amazon is even doing some stuff like this now, where if it sends you a notification, it wants you to do some kind of a verification thing where you have recognition will help. Not always, but sometimes it will.
So, what recognition? You said voice recognition or speech recognition?
I just talked with Terry. He just lost connection. He'll be back as soon as he can. Is he recording? Just came back.
Screen recognition.
Okay. Hey, Terry. Welcome back. I'm having the same issue here. I'm just hoping we stay connected. With screen recognition, would it allow you to get into the edit field to type?
Again, sometimes it will. Sometimes it will enhance that ability, and sometimes it doesn't really matter. The thing with screen recognition is there's certain sites that, or certain apps, I should say, that if you have it on and that app is accessible, it's going to really mess it up. So you have to, I have it in my router and I'll turn it on if I'm having trouble with the accessibility of an app and see if it does actually enhance my ability to use it or not.
That's a really good suggestion. I think I'll go and put it into my router.
I'm not even sure what it does, but isn't there another setting that you could put in your router? Some games kind of require virtual touch or virtual something, something. I forget what it's called.
Oh, wow. I've never heard of that.
I have not either.
I could be wrong. I'm trying to remember if that's even the name, but maybe it is a screen recognition, but I thought it was virtual something. Or something to do with the touching of the screen. Let me see if I can find it.
I know about a month ago, I kept getting something that was something touch that would keep popping up on my screen, and I couldn't close it. I just finally, two or three times, just had to reboot and pray it didn't come back up because I had no idea what it was.
Yeah, I have not had that issue. I have, however, had Mara's issue with the app library popping up at various times. And sometimes I have to fight to get out of it, and other times it will let me out of just by doing the home button. But I find if I get stuck in the app library, I just open another app, and then when I get out of it, look for the dock, because if you're in the app library, there's no dock.
I don't understand why that is so easy to get to, because that's the whole thing. You know, you put the apps on your screen in such a way that's comfortable for you, and so that app library just kind of screws everything up. I don't really understand the purpose of it.
I totally agree, and it is most annoying.
I'm still looking for it, but there's another setting that I think I've had to turn off on the game. Describe images is in my router for some reason. So I don't know if that might affect quality of typing stuff or not.
Well, I don't have it in mine, and I still have problems.
One thing I did find out about the app library to make it appear less frequently is to make sure that you're not on the last page of your app list, because that's what happens is it goes to page, whatever the last page is, it goes to the next page, and that's the app library. So like, for instance, I have 4 pages of apps. So I try to keep it at least on page 3. And then the app library doesn't appear quite so frequently.
Well, I have 10 pages, and I'm usually on page number 3. And it's very rare that I'm up near there, but it'll flip in there anyway.
Has anybody been having trouble with the personal assistant type apps like Ira and Be My Eyes? I was trying to use Be My Eyes yesterday to identify some pills, and I couldn't get through. It kept saying no connection was reached or whatever. Try again later. And I don't know. It just seems like some of these things where you have to connect to a person, they don't seem to be working as well.
I did have trouble last week when I wanted to call Ira, and I don't remember what I was calling for, probably to place an order. It just rang and rang and rang and rang and rang. So I gave up after the 3rd call. But they have had platform issues in the past, so that's what I'm thinking. They were just having a platform issue. I haven't heard on any of the lists that that was the case, but if you're paying for the service, you should be kind of bumped up to the head of the line, I think.
Cowboy was mentioning the other night that he hadn't been able to get in touch with Ira. I think he was trying to do, I don't know if it's a grocery list or what. It had something to do with Walmart.
I was having trouble with Be My Eyes lately, and it's still doing it. I just did it now to check it to see what it was so I could explain it better, and it went right in. But lately, it's been telling me, sorry, not able to access your camera. So then I have to close it out, open it, and always the second time it seems to work okay. I think maybe I might just uninstall the app and reinstall it, see if that fixes it.
I think it's mostly on their end. I think a lot of times, you know how programmers and developers, they can't leave anything alone. They're always tweaking this and that. And I think in the process, they kind of break something else. So I have a feeling that with Be My Eyes and Ira, they're using a similar platform to connect the visual interpreters with the person. So I'm thinking that that's kind of related.
Nope, took a look, did not find what I thought I was looking for. I forget what it was. Maybe it is a description or whatever I said before.
Anybody have any comments?
Wonder where Chris Ann is. She's still celebrating her birthday.
Yeah, with kind of a quiet group today.
I was sitting here wondering the very same thing.
I can't think of any more lies to tell.
Well, I sent out my notice, so she checked her what's happening thing and the announcements and the what I sent out, she knows that it's happening.
What was that? I think I heard my name.
She might possibly be visiting family. I don't know. I know she has family elsewhere, and that's possible. She might be visiting family.
Well, if anybody's an NFB conventioner, she might be at the convention.
I know Della is listening to the virtual on her Victor Reader stream. Good for Della. She finally found it.
Where are they holding the NFB convention?
Yeah, she was one of the first ones in here tonight or this afternoon. Was it New Orleans?
Yep, New Orleans. I think Wayne said it's New Orleans. I don't speak L.A. I mean, Louisiana. So, yes, and the ACB is in Dallas.
Yeah, I used to have an employee that called it New Orleans.
I'm sure you guys all do this, but just in case, you all do know, right, that you're supposed to restart your iPhone at least once a week for security reasons. And that also helps make sure it's working right all the time.
Yeah, I need to do that. It's been at least a week, if not longer. I have more trouble with my computer than I do my iPhone.
Huh, I didn't know that helped with security reasons. Probably clears a cache or something, or reconnects or resets your IP address or something. I have an issue, which I don't think we've talked about, but with the Magic Tap. If I'm not in an edit field, it starts playing a song, the last song I played a few weeks ago. I used to be able to restart my phone, and it would be gone. And I find, even after I reset my phone, and then I'm doing stuff, and then I fall out of the edit field, and my edit field has been closing a couple times. If I'm going through a text message, like to read what the person wrote before, the edit field, the keyboard goes away. And then I have to double tap on the edit field again. And if I'm not paying attention, I do a magic tap, and that song starts playing again, even after rebooting my phone, which used to clear it, unless I played another song, and then it would start doing it again.
Yeah, I also read someplace where to tell Siri to restart your phone, or actually if you just do a regular restart your phone, will not clear the cache. You need to do the page up quick, page down quick, and then hold the power button in for, I usually hold it in for at least 10 seconds and then let go and then wait for it to come back.
I think you meant volume up, volume down, didn't you? Yeah, Hank, the article that I saw that said you need to restart it once a week said there's something that hackers can put on your phone that restarting it gets rid of.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that tonight. And you said volume up, click? What are you clicking?
I meant did I say page up? Yeah, volume up real quick. Real quick, and page down real quick. And then the power button and hold it in.
There's my hearing. Volume up. Quick, not click. Like, what are we clicking? Yeah, volume up, volume down, and then hold, press and hold the power button for, yeah, like you said. I haven't done that in a while either. And as far as your magic tap goes, I have it happen to me all the time. I think if you go into the music app and welcome in, and you set it, kind of clear the music or set it on like radio or something, maybe that won't happen.
Welcome, Allison.
Hey, Allison. I had my iPhone 6 bite the dust. I had to give it to someone to dispose of. He takes them to an electronic gadget disposal place, but my battery swelled up. I don't know when it happened because I didn't hear anything happen, but I picked it up one day. I was going to use it in my bedroom because I was just using that on the Wi-Fi just for stuff, and it was all bowed out on top. I'm like, I don't like this. It was yucky, and so I gave it to him and got rid of it.
That something similar to that happened to me with my phone, and I said something to the kids about it. I said, it's so hot. And they said, Mom, this thing is about to explode. You shouldn't have ever turned this back on. So Sean took it to the Apple store. And anyway, the new battery was going to cost, I think, $80 or something. This was 3 or 4 years ago. But anyway, the guy came back and handed him a new, well, it was an old phone, but it was one that had never been used. So all he charged was just what the battery would have cost.
Yeah, they do that sometimes. They'll just swap out the phone and, you know, charge you the battery. Sometimes they'll actually swap out the battery while you wait. And sorry, I'm back. If somebody responded to my music question, I got a phone call. I was trying to get the key, but I couldn't get it in time before I answered the call.
Yeah, that happened to me one time too, Susie. My iPod blew up. You know, I never seen anything like that ever. Took it to the Apple store, and it only cost me the cost of the battery for a brand new iPod. I thought that was pretty sweet. And Hank, what I would recommend is going into your music app and select radio or something other than, because there's a music track in queue. Like with me, if I did a double tap, it would start playing a song. So try that to see if it's not focused on a track, maybe it won't play.
Huh. So go into the music app and pick like radio or something. Yeah, I could try that. So it's not on the like recent or library. Yeah, because like I said, used to be I could reboot my phone and it would not play a track. And because I have not played anything since that song. It's a song that the band's working on. So I was listening to it. And that was like a couple weeks ago. And every time I reboot my phone, come back every so often, I'm not in the edit field. I magic tap and it starts playing that song again.
It is still loaded. If you go into your control center, you'll see it. It'll say track. And it'll tell you the name of the track and everything. So it's still there. So I don't know if going and selecting something other than the music, like the radio, if that would clear that.
Worth a shot. Yeah. Like I said, when I rebooted the phone, even Control Center, it would go away until the next time I played a song. And then that was, like I said, I would just get rid of it. Reboot the phone, gone. Not anymore.
So if you go into Control Center and the track shows up, I've never had any experiences, but I just wonder, can you flick up and clear that like you can with some other things?
Well, let me try it. Hold on a sec.
Yeah, I'm going to try too. I don't think so. I think I've tried that a while ago.
May I ask a question, Cheryl?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm having trouble using Seeing AI because it says my app background app refresh is off. But I double tap it and it won't turn on. Is there another? How do you turn on background app refresh?
You would need to go into settings under Seeing AI in your settings. Holy smoke, it's thunder, thunder, thunder.
Boy, I know. We can hear it.
Oh, we sounded like that 2 or 3 weeks ago. Just crazy.
Well, we're in the middle of, you know, hurricane season, but usually it doesn't ramp up until late August, early September.
How long? This is really a beginner's question, but how long do you have to hold this start key in before your phone comes back on?
Generally, what you might want to do, Becky, is go into, what is that, vision and audio, and set it for, because when I turn my phone off, it goes bing. It makes a noise to let me know it's turning off. And when I hit the button, I'll hear a bing. And that's my noise to let me know that it's coming back on.
Oh, wow. I didn't know they had that. That's cool. I'm going to try to find that because That would be neat. That's one thing I always hated about iPhones is that you never had any audio confirmation about whether it was going on or going off.
Well, yeah, I always wanted to turn that on too, but I never was able to find it. But what I do, I just hit the volume up down, volume up, and then hit the volume down. Hold the power button in for about 10 seconds. And when you first push it in, it'll say power off button. But you continue to hold it for 10 seconds, let go. And then I usually get, after about, probably 30 seconds, I hear bloop sound, and I know it's back.
Yeah, that's the way mine does too.
Well, I turned mine off, and I didn't hear any kind of sound, but now I can't get it back on.
Okay, Cheryl, I can't find background app refresh in settings in Seeing AI.
To turn on the phone, I believe it's about 4 or 5 seconds to hold the start button, not too long. Maybe it's 10, maybe it's 15. I have a very little light perception. So when I do the volume up, volume down, and then hold the start button, I think last time I did it, although I have an older phone, so it might be slower, it was about 15 seconds. I counted until I, you know, saw the little bright spot in the middle of the screen. So for me, it's about 15 seconds. And that they tell you to hold it until the Apple logo comes up. So it's up to you. Try 10, try 15, see what works. But it's about 3 to 4 seconds. Usually 4 to just turn it on from off.
Becky, do you have a light detector? Because sometimes, and I've had to do this when I didn't have sounds on, I'd have to put a light detector on the screen to see if it responded. So I'd know at least something was happening.
Yeah, I just pushed the volume up button and I think it's come back on. Yeah, it wants me to put my passcode in now.
Della, let me go look in that setting. I'll be right back.
Thank you, because I can't use Seeing AI at the minute because of background app refresh. But I don't know. It won't let me in settings in the settings menu in the phone either. It just says off no matter what I do. Double tap.
They've changed Seeing AI. I don't like it as well now. It used to come up with a short text right away, and now you have to hunt for it, and I'm not sure where to find it now.
It's automatic. If you just open the app, it's automatically on read text. So, because I've been using it lately to identify cans, so I just load the app, and it comes up automatically under, recognized text.
Yeah, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it says where you last were as a rule. So when you open it, it's if you're reading something, it'll go there.
You know, I just went into my settings under apps, and I'm not even seeing AI. And Becky, if you want to shut down your phone, I think it'll even work with restart. You can tell Siri to do it. Say, Siri, restart the phone, or Siri, shut down the phone.
Okay.
Yep, I just restarted my phone that way. Then she'll ask, just to be sure, you want to restart this device? You say yes, and then she shuts down and starts back up.
That way you don't have to worry about how long to hold the button down.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I remember that, maybe.
If I remember from what Hank said, about 5 seconds is, if the phone is off, about 5 seconds holding it will bring it up.
I have a Bluetooth keyboard question. I did find, Cheryl, I remember I was telling you that I wanted to find a Bluetooth keyboard for my friend. Well, I found one on Walmart that is supposed to work with any device you connect it up to. iPhone, Android, Windows, Mac, any of those things. Do they have a switch on them that you turn on to get them in pairing mode? Or because I've never worked with one before, so I need to instruct this person on how to do it.
If it's the one I used to have, there's a dial. You can connect it to three things. So there's a dial on the left, one, two, and three, depending. So like say one is iPhone, two is iPad, and three is computer or something, depending. Towards the right above the six-pack, this is a Logitech K480. Maybe I should just ask that. If it's a different brand, then I don't know.
Yeah, it's not a Logitech. I can't remember what brand it is, but it is not a Logitech.
Is this a keyboard that goes to your iPhone?
It's a Bluetooth keyboard that she could hook up to her Android phone.
There usually is. There should definitely be a button that you press and hold for a certain amount of seconds to put it in pairing mode, and then you can see it with your phone or whatever device you're pairing it to. Where that button is, I don't know. If they have CNAI or Be My Eyes, maybe that'd be a way to have somebody read the buttons or for them.
Well, she's a sighted person, but she was telling me that she likes to send out long emails sometimes, and she's been going to the library.
You lost your key, Mar. She's been going to the library.
She's been going to the library and doing it because she doesn't like typing on the on-screen keyboard.
All you would need to do is tell her the procedure to make sure that she's in Bluetooth on her phone. And once she's in Bluetooth, then she wanted to push the Bluetooth button on the keyboard. It probably marked. And then make sure, sometimes it'll say pairing request, please type in, and it'll be a 4-digit number, and press the enter key. So she'd press that number on the keyboard and press the enter key, and it'll connect.
Yeah, and the Bluetooth button, once the phone is in Bluetooth settings, you want to hold the Bluetooth button for about 4 to 5 seconds to put it in pairing mode. And most devices, the default pin that you have to put in, it'll either tell you what to type on the keyboard, or it's just all zeros.
Okay, well, I hope it'll work for her, because I can't see her having to go to the library every time she wants to write an email. It's kind of crazy. I only paid $20 for it, so hopefully it'll work.
That's about what I paid for mine, and I love mine. Been using it for years. Della, you want to go into settings under apps, look for Seeing AI, and the first thing that comes up is location. And I have mine selected for while using.
I was just going to tell you where it was, sure. I didn't know that you found it. Good deal.
Oh, I thought you were looking at just the app itself. You were looking for it in settings. The thing I forget to do sometimes, right at the beginning of settings, there is a little edit box. So if you can't find something, you could have just started typing SEEI, and right to the right of that, I'm sure CNAI would have popped right there, and double tap on that and go to your CNAI settings.
Yeah, I just never do it. But I found, yeah, I was somewhere else from earlier. I think I was in Siri, and it wasn't finding that. That's why. Anyway, I backed out of that and went into apps, and that's where I found it.
Yeah, that's what I did, too. I thought for sure it was in regular settings. A lot of times I thought they were, but now you got to go into apps.
But the main thing is, Della, you want to make sure while using the app, because you don't want it to have location on while you're not using the app. So while you're in the app, just select while using.
Yeah, I do that for most everything, either that or off. Because if it's on for always, then that's going to eat your battery up too.
Sometimes, like if it's a weather app, I'll do it. Because it pops up the notifications. For a certain area you might be in if you're traveling or something.
I can't find location in my Seeing AI.
It's the first thing that you get to when you open the in settings. Not in the Seeing AI app. You want to go into settings under apps, and then go to all your apps, you get to Seeing AI, double tap there, and then it'll say location, and I have it set to while using.
Although, did she ask for background and refresh? Did I hear wrong? Sorry, I'm multitasking.
Is that a different thing?
Yeah, it was background and refresh, but I can't find apps in settings either.
I think that was in there. I have to look.
How's your phone? Because I don't have that app thing. So mine, I go into settings, and then all the apps are right there. I don't double tap on apps or anything.
Okay, I just started flicking down, and it's toward the bottom of that. In settings under Seeing AI, it said background app refresh I have on.
What model phone do you have, Bella?
It says background app refresh, and mine's on.
Okay, mine says allow Seeing AI to access location while using photos, motion fitness, I have it on, camera on, Siri, search, and come on. Just blink. Oh, I hit the search by mistake. And background app refresh, and I have that on.
Why do you guys have that on? I'm just curious, because I think I have background app refresh turned off for everything.
I don't know. I think it's like Della says, it's not letting her use it.
How do I get to Seeing AI, Cheryl? I forget how to get to the S's.
Go into your settings, your main settings, and then flick until you see apps, or do like Hank said and type in Seeing S-E-E-I-N-G in the search box, and it should take you there. Double tap on its name, and then it'll give you all the options. And if you can't, if you can't get it, call me after the class here, and I'll walk you through it. All right. Any last-minute comments or suggestions?
Thank you very much, Cheryl.
Thanks a lot, Cheryl.
Thank you, Cheryl. Great event.
Absolutely. I always enjoy this. Thank you muchly. Do a good job.
I think we all learned something from this group. I really enjoy it myself. Thanks for allowing me to do this. And we'll meet again in 2 weeks from today. Thank you all so much for participating. Have a great afternoon.